to try to summarize some things that I heard in the last few weeks and then build on that. Okay, there is significant change happening in our external environment. And it has to do with how radiation is interacting with magnesium and boron and even argon.
Especially argon, yes. That's correct. What you're starting to do is put together for you what's actually happening anyway. See, this is happening despite you all. This is happening despite you all. In spite of you. It's already happening. You're just on
the not to spite us. But in spite of
in
us,
spite.
Not too spite. Yeah, okay.
Correct. For you. And whether you know it or not, like it or not, want it or not, desire it or not, can stand it or not, understand it or not, don't make any difference. It is. We're just trying to give you a heads up so you can put the pieces together. But it moves you way up the food chain because then all of a sudden they're going to be fixing to be FEMA cramps full of folks running from the terrible great beyond. And y'all going to be laughing your little ascending asses off in this process. It's great fun.
At the same time, in the same timeline, our skin and bones are changing.
Already? It's in the palm of your hand now, baby. It's a yes, it's a no, maybe.
That allows our physical body to exist in this new environment.
No, you are creating the new environment, which will be poison for a little man. And I looked into the heaven. This is John, the revelator. And I looked in the heaven, and heaven came down, and glory filled my soul. A new heaven and a new earth. You're changing the mystery landscape, and your body doesn't fit in Canaan because there are giants. There.
In the mystery landscape, there are giants.
So you are applying the whole armor of God.
Is that another way of saying my non-physical is merging with my physical and both change?
We say it already is, and you couldn't be talking to us.
Of course. I'm a part of you.
You are us.
All of you? I am all of you.
You have to be, or you couldn't speak to us. If you look at this dynamic of how we've opened it up for whosoever will is whosoever will, and yet there's still just the slightest little handful that actually get through.
Is boron the link between the wall and the cloud?
No.
Is magnesium diborate a superconductor?
It is.
Are there new factors involved with boron's ability to absorb neutrons?
Yes. And proton.
Is that the new factor? That
no.
Boron, it's always?
It's always, yeah. You speak about it like you know what the fuck you're talking about. You don't.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. That's why I'm asking.
We know. But then to say, oh, this is the missing link, well, you don't even know what link you're trying to link to. So we're just answering questions.
All right. Would you outline the link then?
No, you got to get there. We've asked you the question. Is there a reason for your question?
Yes. I would like to know more about the new atmosphere that involves boron.
Okay. Then you should find someone who has done what Bob calls his rewrite. And there is voluminous information on that very idea. It's the actual formula that the world's going to become. Bob, that's the Al2SO4.
Is boron a new element in that? I don't remember seeing the boron element in that long formula.
It's not.
So there's a relationship within the Al2, that long formula, that activates boron?
Yeah. But see, that boron is not the new atmosphere, so why would it be in the formula for the new atmosphere? You're not going to have an atmosphere of boron, for Pete's sake.
Okay, but here's the thing. And looking on the Internet, boron has the ability to release hydrogen from oxygen.
It does. Actually, what's going to happen is you're fixing to get rid of oxygen. So it's already depleting. It's already less than. Just ask anybody. They used to talk about that you're losing the ozone. You're losing the ozone. Well, they shut up about that. Now they're just saying that your carbon footprint's too much. You're killing us with your carbon. We go, yes. And then they said, C-122H-197-098. That's why everything's changing. And y'all crying like a dumb bitch. Did you notice that lately?
Last week, I asked you about boron and carbon. You mentioned a while ago that we're going to become like stones, that we will not be carbon-related.
No. We said carbon was changing, so it would be likened to a stone, a white stone. You're right. So you got the words, but see, when you quote them back, you typically change the tense.
Like the white stone, diamond?
No. That's pure carbon. That's where you're going to store information.
Ion, as radiation increases in our air.
Not your air, it's in your earth. Fukushima is boring in the center of your earth. Inside out, not outside in. Sugar love.
Wow. Wow. Is that the relation to induction?
That is induction, silly Bob.
Describe how radiation interacts with boron and changes the environment.
It doesn't interact with boron. Boron eats it.
Boron eats radiation, and as a part of that process, it produces H3O.
Shit, no. Bob's making that. He talked about.
So radiation and boron are a part of Coldplay.
Okay, so just to backtrack a little, Ion, did you just say that Fukushima's boring a hole into the center of the Earth?
Sure, we said that from since itch.
So radiation is increasing in our throughout, not just in a gaseous form, but it's in the Earth, it's in our soil, it's increasing everywhere.
Radiation isn't a gas. They've already changed. They've already doubled the rads of radiation that you can have. It used to be if you got 200 rads of radiation, they put you in the hospital for radiation poisoning. Now they had to change it to 500 because everybody was covered up with it, and you're doing fine.
Because boron is eating it.
No.
Our bodies can accept it better.
Okay.
Boron is in RNA drops, isn't it?
It is.
In the relight.
It's in relight.
That's right.
It's in relight, but not RNA? I thought it was in RNA.
No, not in RNA.
No.
All these questions, are they also related to argon?
No.
No? Mm-hmm. Because argon was very reactive with magnesium and boron.
It is. That's right. It's very important. It's going to be part of your new civilization or your new world.
You're talking about the boron that we're ingesting and the boron in our body as opposed to boron that exists in the environment as a whole in regard
to
different.
There's no difference. See, argon is argon, boron is boron, oxygen is oxygen, hydrogen is new. Potential
for
hydrogen is now negative.
Is boron is creating a new link between covalent bonding and ionic bonding?
No, it already has. It does that already.
I read a study by two Japanese researchers that developed some type of unique boron compound that links boron and hydrogen in a unique way. Is that part of the sign of the change in the atmosphere?
No, that's the Tempesty report. And no, it's a good report. It's good, but it doesn't apply.
Okay.
It doesn't work. It's called the Tempesty work.
Can we go into argon is connected to angels?
Yes.
And
yes.
Argon is going to be part of our new atmosphere or take greater part of our new atmosphere. Is that so?
Yes, that's correct.
Are angels also going to be part of our life more?
Not more. You'll just know it.
Has this already started, the increase in argon in the atmosphere?
Hell yeah. Do a test.
What kind of test can we do to see that?
You go buy a test for Archon.
Okay.
Ian, would you outline the factors that the increased boron is taking place? Because boron is pretty interesting because it's used in glass as well as metals, alloys.
Yeah.
Would you outline what specific factor is boron participating in the atmosphere?
So we got to clean up the record for a second. You're specifically looking at the isotope of argon-39. That half-life is 269 years. And then argon, the isotope argon-40 is stable. So somewhere right between those two, stable and 269 years, is the answer to your question. As 22 neutrons, 18 electrons. Cubic crystal structure, three energy levels. First is 2, second is 8, third is 8.
Is that part of the new civilization?
Yes, of course. That's what you're speaking about, isn't it? That's the argon.
Yes.
That's cleaning up the last thing about the angels and this, that, and the other. Once you start splitting those differences, it'll move prolifically.
Will this also increase the ability to create and mine emeralds?
Ask and answered no. Because emeralds are corundum. They're different. They have a hardness of 9. They are very, very hard, but they have absolutely no moisture in their crystalline structure, so therefore they're very brittle. You can drop in natural emerald. Now, we're not talking about Chathams or anything like that stuff. You can drop a natural emerald and it'll shatter. You oil emeralds anymore because they're actually very brittle. They're hard, but they're very brittle. So that type of corundum, you're actually better off with a Chatham, with a grown, created emerald. They're the same. They're not so brittle and fragile.
Ion, tell us some more about storing information in diamonds.
Oh, carbon is the perfect place to store. We can't give you everything about it because folks are already running to the offices to register every single word we say. Every time we say a word, they're running with it. And that's okay with us. We don't mind. Because in our world, we see it. We know how this plays out. So we ain't as scared. But the point is between the lines of how the molecular structure of carbon, how it attaches, or say coal, see how open and porous it is? When you compress that with tons and tons of pressure and tons of heat, it actually becomes pure carbon. But then so is coal. It changes its dynamic or its crystalline structure. And the cross section of that structure becomes a perfect way in place to store bits of information. RAM. You can store lots of it.
Is it being done already?
We are doing it, yes.
Diamonds are the result of cold fusion?
No, they are not the result of cold fusion. Our cold fusion will destroy that.
C-O-A-L-E-D. Cold fusion.
Yeah, we call it cold play.
Was that Paige making the joke?
Yeah, cold fusion.
Well, it was an attempt.
Yeah.
It was an attempt. Thanks, Bob, for throwing us out here to the dogs. I'm just leaving us out here. We saw you. And we tried to help, so instead we just started talking. And once we started talking, boy, he came right back in. Y'all notice that he come right back in right quick then when we started spilling the carbon beans. All of a sudden, he thought he better come back from the life of the living over here. Notice that, didn't y'all?
Did you call for me before?
Yes, Bob.
I guess I fell asleep.
Well, good. Does Bill give you a discount when you sleep through your show?
No. He will not.
Damn. Damn.
Bill does the sleeping.
Oh, that's good. That's good. It's he's got slack beat, doesn't he, Bob? Notice how we diverted right out of the carbon. Y'all notice that? We just next thing you know, we're talking about poor Bill. What are the odds of that one?
Can you store information in boron ion?
No, you may not.
Then no, you may not. But that doesn't mean that's not a flat no.
But you won't.
What?
Well, lots of people store information on those cute little crystal skulls.
Well, how very debonair of you. Bob, they're trying to goad us into giving the formula again, and we're not doing it.
As if they would be able to do anything with it.
Stop. Now wait.
Ion, you're familiar with QEG core flux gating?
Yes.
Please describe the difference between QEG and Coldplay.
That's using a mass of deuterium. We don't require deuterium or heavy water for the isotope to pull. They use that strictly with basically irradiated water.
There is a YouTube video that's entitled Improved FEMM Animation of QEG Core Flux Gating.
There's also one on how to make RNA drops, too, but we don't suggest
there
it.
Is. The picture.
Y'all, that is the sweetest thing you've ever seen in your life. Isn't it wonderful? I mean, is that not just the cat's meow?
That particular statement by the Russian?
It's not a statement. The little process that you got to watch it, Bob. It's amazing. You know, just,
it is.
Our process or the Russian process or another one?
Right, the Russian process. Mm.
So is it productive at all to talk about this? No?
No.
Never mind.
No. Well, it doesn't work. That's what's wrong with it. If it works, we'd talk about it. We can talk about it now. It does okay. Remember, it's the story at the end of the day. If it doesn't work,